Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, patient viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chenghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongxiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Belgium contributes more than $1.1 million to support development in Rwanda. In Veg News, famed Canadian rock star Alanis Morissette adopts the earth-loving vegan diet. In Good Governance News, the Formosan or Taiwanese economy gets a huge boost from employing green technologies. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, February 3rd, Nobel Prize laureate His Grace Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu was appointed the Bishop of Johannesburg, South Africa in 1985. His Grace is known internationally for his efforts in supporting peace and human rights. With his wife, Ms. Leah Tutu, he co-founded the Desmond Tutu Peace Center in 1998, which promotes research and attainment of a harmonious life for all. His Grace is also a member of Elders, a group of distinguished world leaders working for peaceful solutions to global challenges. Among his many honors are the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize, the Order of Meritorious Service Gold in 1996, South Africa's High Civilian Accolade, and the 2005 Gandhi Peace Award. May the Providence continue to bless peacemakers such as His Grace Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, who are dedicated to bringing about a truly heavenly earth.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. It has been nearly 1 month since flash floodwaters of up to 2 meters covered the West Sulawesi province in Indonesia. More than 1,000 homes were initially inundated, with at least 6 fatalities and survivors who were evacuated to shelters and tents. On January 12, Supreme Master Qinghai made a $15,000 donation to help those most in need. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $203,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Indonesia's overall cost of living.
Our association's relief team from Bali and other centers contributed $512 of their own funds to cover personal transportation expenses. The team traveled for 3 hours to reach the most affected Sepa Batu village. There, the local Red Cross helped gather 400 families from 6 villages who were in need of basic supplies. Each family received a package containing a blanket and mat, a cooking stove, noodles, pan, and eating utensils. The recipients repeatedly thanked Master for the essentials and for the comfort of her care.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving attention to the flood victims. Our appreciation also for the timely efforts of our association's relief team. May our Indonesian brethren be safe as they recover their day-to-day lives. We pray the climate's balance will soon be restored through the greater care we extend to our co-inhabitants and to the environment.
Japanese volcano erupts. At 1:50 a.m. on Monday morning, Mount Asama on Japan's main island of Honshu erupted, releasing a plume almost 2,000 meters into the air. Hot rocks and ash were dispelled as far as the capital city of Tokyo, 140 kilometers away. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injury. We are grateful that everyone in the vicinity of Mount Asama is safe. May such dangerous events such as these be minimized through our heartfelt stewardship of the planet.
Flooding in southern Brazil. In the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, several days of torrential rain caused at least 12 people to lose their lives, with more than 3,600 left homeless. Approximately 76,000 people have been affected with loss of power or water. Several municipalities declared states of emergency, and the government emergency workers sent trucks with supplies for those who had been displaced.
Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 to aid the flood victims. This amount would be worth an equivalent of $47,000 in relief supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Brazil. Supreme Master Qinghai thanks the government and emergency workers for their swift aid and joins our prayers for the protection of the storm victims in southern Brazil and their soon recovery to productive lives. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and timely assistance. May events such as these be lessened through our greater consideration for all the Earth's inhabitants. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New interim government takes office in Iceland. Prime Minister Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir and her cabinet were officially appointed on Sunday by President Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson. The new government, a coalition of the Prime Minister's Social Democratic Alliance and the recently formed Left Green Movement, will hold office until the next general election, proposed for April 25th. Ms. Sigurðardóttir, who previously served as Minister of Social Affairs, is Iceland's first female prime minister, and the cabinet's equal representation by men and women is also a first for the nation. Congratulations, Prime Minister Sigurðardóttir and new government of Iceland. May heaven inspire and guide your leadership and policies for the benefit of fellow country persons and the world.
Officials freed in Colombia. Three policemen and a soldier have been peacefully released by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, following their detainment since 2007. Policemen Walter Lozano Guarnizo, Juan Galicia Uribe, and Alexis Torres Zapata, along with soldier William Dominguez Castro, were reported to have landed safely at Vanguardia Airport in Villavicencio Meta Department. We are grateful to know of the safe recovery of the four Colombian personnel, wishing them all happy reunions of time spent with loved ones in renewed appreciation of life.
Japan launches international TV. The new NHK World TV, a 24-hour English-language global news station, was inaugurated this week. The channel is available to approximately 80 million households on five continents through satellite or cable connections, as well as on the Internet at www.nhk.or.jp/NHK World. With a primary focus on Japanese and world news, NHK World TV plans to expand its Internet broadcast languages to Arabic, Chinese, French, and Spanish. We express our congratulations, Japan, on this diverse international news station. May your many viewers have an ever-expanded understanding of your nation and the world.
Save our planet. Canadian government to invest in green infrastructure. As part of a $9.8 billion federal infrastructure investment budget for 2009, the government has allocated $820 million for environmentally friendly projects over the next 5 years. These investments, which will also bring jobs to the country, are planned in the areas of public transportation, water sanitation, and the development of solar, wind, biomass, and other clean energy sources. Our accolades, Canada, for your commitment to green practices throughout the nation. We wish all Canadians and our beautiful planet the benefit of ever more sustainable living.
Save our planet. New Zealand tourism company works to benefit the environment. Boat touring company Dart River Jet Safaris in Queenstown recently got on board to help local endangered bird species. Along with transporting local Department of Conservation staff upriver to establish a new colony of the moa or yellowhead birds in a national park, the company pledged to monitor the well-being of the threatened black-fronted tern that nests on the Dart River. The River Touring Company was also recently awarded the Green Globe Benchmark Bronze status for its exemplary environmental standards of energy and water consumption, as well as community commitment. Bravo, Dart River Jet Safaris and all personnel, for your tourism eco-leadership. May you prosper in sharing the beauty of the region, along with protecting the beautiful wildlife of New Zealand.
Save our planet. Cool Earth nonprofit expands to U.S. The UK-based charity devoted to preserving the Amazonian rainforest is now offering carbon offsets to United States residents through $50 donations that sponsor half an acre of endangered rainforest in Brazil, Ecuador, or Peru. The funds are used to employ local residents to protect the lands, thus providing them with an alternative income. Cool Earth, we laud your efforts to save the rainforest by helping residents support themselves through its preservation. Let us pray for the sustainable future of all humans in harmony with the environment.
Save our planet. Scientists signed declaration urging action to save the world's oceans. Over 150 scientists from 26 countries have signed the Monaco Declaration, which calls for immediate global action to reverse ocean acidification caused by CO2 absorption, stating that this destructive process must be considered a primary effect of global warming because of its threat to all marine life. The declaration's signatories are calling on policymakers to act at once in drastically reducing CO2 emissions to stop further damage to ocean ecosystems. The declaration is based on the findings of October 2008 International Marine Climate Change Symposium held in Monaco. Our gratitude, all signatories of the Monaco Declaration, for your noble commitment to save our marine environments. Blessed be wise leaders worldwide in acting quickly to preserve the vast and precious life of the seas. In a live interview conducted via video conference for East Coast FM Radio by Louise Kings, Supreme Master Ching Hai was asked to share her wisdom about the necessity of our planet's oceans.
How important is the sea to human survival?
Well, it is as important as the forest to us and the water. According to research, 50% of our Earth's oxygen is provided by microscopic sea plants. 50%. And now the dead zones in the ocean kept spreading and increasing around the globe. The pollution from fertilizers, sewage, and fossil burning fuel are to blame, according to scientists. But even cage farming for salmon also caused dead zones. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegetarian diet. No fishy stuff in our meals. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. The South African province of Western Cape is launching a climate change strategy and action plan to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and reduce the harmful effects of global warming.
Save Our Planet, a report released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, notes changes from sea level rise along the mid-Atlantic coast and states that New Jersey state coastline in particular is in jeopardy.
Save Our Planet. New research concludes that Jakarta, Indonesia is the most climate change threatened city in Southeast Asia, including risk from floods, landslides, drought, and rising sea levels.
It's Lambert the Sheep. I'm a vegan with a tip of the day on having healthy and lovely skin. According to the website drdonica.com, one way is to drink plenty of water. It will help to keep your skin supple and moist. Another suggestion is to eat a nutritious diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables. And remember, get plenty of exercise and rest. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In world news, Belgium donates more than $1.1 million to support development projects in Rwanda. One program will promote changes in the agricultural sector in 24 districts within the next 2 years. The goal is to bring about great improvements. Another focus will be on helping women achieve stronger economic ability. Our sincere appreciation, Belgium, and God bless your generosity towards the beautiful people of Rwanda. May all nations collaborate and be of assistance to each other in the great spirit of fraternal love.
In veg news, Canadian rock star Alanis Morissette adopts the vegan diet and enjoys exuberant health and vitality. Approximately a year ago, Ms. Morissette found herself feeling unhealthy after consuming a diet of processed foods. After reading Dr. Joel Fuhrman's book, Eat to Live, Ms. Morissette began a vegan diet. Now, the artist says she wakes up feeling full of energy and her headaches, aches, pains, and allergies have disappeared. Bravo, Ms. Morissette, and congratulations on your life-affirming vegan diet. May humanity soon realize the vegan diet brings lots of benefits for us, our animal friends, and our beloved planet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soil. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Up next, a noteworthy news. Formosan or Taiwanese green policies add $182 million to the nation's economy. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More celebrating news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, healthy news for a sustainable world. In good governance news, green policy in Formosa or Taiwan gave the economy a $182 million boost in 2008. The Ministry of Economic Affairs Industrial Development Bureau, IDB, in Formosa announced the economic benefits. The IDB also stated that they intended to provide private manufacturers better technologies in the areas of eco-friendly production processes and waste management. Congratulations, Formosa's Ministry of Economic Affairs Industrial Development Bureau, for being a beacon for a sustainable tomorrow. May all nations join in finding and supporting the ways to ensure our planetary survival.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Wrong Book.
gái mới về nhà chồng gọi điện thoại cho mẹ. Mẹ ơi, ông xã con nhờ nấu cho anh ấy nồi nước pha trà. Con tìm mãi trong sách nội trợ mà chẳng thấy có dòng chữ nào nấu nước cả.
And now for our viewers hotline.
I'm the person who organized the recent Peter Singer lecture at Melbourne University. It was taped by you and I would like to get a copy of the tape. Thank you, Siobhan.
Caring Siobhan, how wonderful to have helped arrange an opportunity for people to hear the esteemed Peter Singer. He has been a strong voice for many years, urging us to respect and protect the sacred lives of our loving animal co-inhabitants. Our Australian Association members who filmed the event will be in touch and will send you a copy. May the light of heaven shine on you and all the kind people of Australia.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your days be blessed with cheerfulness and peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of the country's 61st Independence Day celebrations, Sri Lanka will close all liquor shops on February 4th.
The Indonesian government allocates $222.9 million to assist the less fortunate across the country by subsidizing development of public housing.
The U.S. Senate votes to boost funding to improve a national health care program that will insure almost 11 million children while also raising taxes on tobacco products.
British Chief Medical Officer Sir Liam Donaldson issues a national health warning saying that based on research, children under the age of 15 should never be given alcohol.
Following 5 decades of research, archaeologists succeeded in unveiling many of the mysteries of the 2,000-year-old Chinese capital of Chang'an.
U.S. President Barack Obama signed his first piece of legislation guaranteeing equal pay for equal work regardless of age, gender, or race.
In Bangladesh, millions of people from different countries gather for a 3-day annual Islamic congregation, concluding with prayer for global peace and prosperity.
A study conducted by French and German researchers found that plant-based borage and flaxseed oils work internally to improve skin health.
Egypt affirms her commitment to supporting international and regional efforts for restoring peace in Somalia.
In a ceremony attended by dignitaries and the public in Moscow, Russia, Patriarch Kirill is enthroned as the new head of the Russian Orthodox Church. For details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.